Leader of Germany's center-left Social Democrats is calling on potential partners to join him in a new government as soon as possible. Olaf Scholz appealed to the Greens and the pro-business Free Democrats to back a three-way coalition. The candidate for Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrat-led bloc, Armin Laschet, says he'll still try to forge a majority, but a key ally says that cannot happen after a second-place finish. Meanwhile, a pivotal trade meeting between the U.S. and the EU this week will be narrower in scope than originally planned. The contents of a joint statement outlining the results are also still up in the air. Sources tell us that disagreements among EU countries are behind the changes. We also hear that France would not agree to the draft conclusions for a trade and technology meeting planned for Wednesday with the U.S. Bloomberg has been told that U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is declining to return calls from Kristalina Georgieva. The IMF chief was accused earlier this month of improperly intervening in a World Bank report in her prior role there. The communication breakdown comes ahead of the IMF and World Bank annual meeting starting in October. Our sources say Georgieva previously had easy access to Yellen. And finally, the White House is refusing to link the U.S. settlement of criminal charges against Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou and China's release hours later of two Canadians accused of spying. The Biden administration says the U.S. would not refer to the episode as a prisoner swap. It also would not be brought into the question of whether China would be encouraged to seize foreign hostages in any future legal disputes. Global News, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Sue Keenan. This is Bloomberg.